You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Many of you who were not volunteering may have spent the day at a national park. Admission is free on MLK Day. Not that the parks need the help. Annual attendance is at an all-time high, with early numbers showing more than 300 million visits in 2015. Look for an even bigger number this year as the National Park Service celebrates its 100th birthday and low gas prices get more people on the road. Growing visits can also mean more money for the private companies connected with the parks. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on the national park economy and whether the system can handle the growth.
Many of the businesses that benefit from the national parks economy are family-operated, like Y Explore. Co-owner John DeGrazio has been taking Yosemite National Park visitors on hikes for a decade.
They are able to see some of the iconic landmarks like Half Dome, El Capitan, to connect with nature in one of the grandest national parks in America.
He says business jumped around 30% when park visits spiked last year, which meant hiring more guides. The National Park Service says visitors spend more than $15 billion a year in communities near the parks. That adds up to nearly 300,000 jobs and billions more in economic impact. Big firms benefit too.
Our company was really founded in those national parks. Our history and our bones are very much connected to those national parks.
Jerry Stritzky is CEO of the outdoor retailer REI, which does north of $2 billion a year in sales. A few million of those go into the company's partnership with the National Park Foundation. Stritzky says it's the right thing to do for conservation and the bottom line.
As you get a younger millennial customer that's probably more attuned to environmental issues, the outdoors is appealing to that next generation.
Disney, Subaru, and others also partner with the parks. The exploding popularity also raises concerns about whether expanding crowds will strain the system. National Park Service Director John Jarvis has seen the growth firsthand, working his way from ranger to the top job.
It can be an operational challenge for our staff on the ground. I mean, we want to make sure the public have a fantastic experience and that the resource is protected as well.
He's optimistic, citing a bigger budget from Congress and technology that helps park officials steer visitors so they don't hit the same parks at the same time.
Giving them real-time trip planning information that they can know when to come and perhaps come in at a different entrance or even a different park.
As these things go, record popularity is a pretty nice problem to have. A lot of businesses, big and small, are counting on that run to continue. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.